right, welcome to Orphan Radio number 49. This is Matt. Supposed to...
Oh, this is Mike, too.
You're dynamic. We're visiting our parents in Florida, and we're doing a podcast. How's Philly?
It's fine.
What have you been doing up there?
Not much.
You really are dynamic. Didn't you go see a show the other night?
Yeah.
Guarded by Voices?
Yeah.
How was your friend you went with?
He was doing really good.
Did he fall down the stairs?
Yeah, he did.
That's cool.
We had to leave after 4 songs because he'd had too much to drink.
It must have been fun for you.
Yeah, I was happy about it.
So, anyway, we're going to each do some sets. We started off with Hit the Lights by Metallica, classic. I think we're also going to try and call our brother Rich and bother him because we have some things that really annoy him. You want to do sets?
Yeah, sure.
What do you want to go first? What do you want to play?
Where's my list?
Right there.
So the set or just the song?
Yeah, just tell me the first song you want to play.
Shit. How about Can't Stand Me Now by the Libertines?
All right, sounds good.
It's a good one.
Woo! Hello?
Rich, can you hear me?
Oh, I can, yeah.
Hey, I wanted to ask you something.
What's up?
Actually, I wanted to tell you something.
What?
I'm gonna beat your ass, old man.
That's funny.
finding inspiration. I knew you'd find me crying. Tell those girls with rifles for mines that their jokes don't make me laugh. They only make me feel like dying in unguarded moments. So long, long between mirages, I knew you'd find me drinking. Tell those men with horses for hearts that their jibes don't make me bleed. They only make me feel like shrinking in unguarded moments. I knew you'd find me leaving. Tell those friends with cameras for eyes that their hands don't make me hang. They only make me feel like breathing in unguarded moments. In unguarded moments. In unguarded moments.
Out in the arena, all dressed up to the brim. Said he just came down from a place called Highland Rim. Well, he said he came to ride the horse, the one they call the Brute. But he didn't look like a cowboy in his continental suit. We snickered at the way he dressed, but he never said a word. He walks on by the rest of us as if he hadn't heard. $1,000 went to the man that could ride this wild cayuse. I mean, a horse was never born than the one they called a Brute. The horse that he was looking for was in chute number 8. He walked up very slowly, put his hand upon the gate. We knew he was a thoroughbred when he pulled a sack of dukes from the inside pocket of his continental suit. Well, he rolled himself a quirly and he lit it standing there. Blew himself a smoke ring and he watched it disappear. We thought he must be crazy when he opened up the gate. Standing just inside was 1,500 pounds of hate. Buckskin tried to run him down, but the stranger was too quick. He stepped aside and threw his arms around the horse's neck, and he pulled himself upon the back of the horse they called a brute, set like he was born there in his continental suit. The brute's hind end was in the air, his front end on the ground, kicking and a squealing, trying to shake the stranger down. But the stranger didn't give an inch, he came to ride the brute, and he came to ride the Buckskin in a continental suit. Well, I turned around to look at Jim, and he was watching me. He said, I don't believe the crazy things I think I see, but I think I see the outlaw, the one they call the brute, ridden by a cowboy in a continental suit. The brute came to a standstill, ashamed that he'd been rode by a city cowboy in some continental clothes. The stranger took his money, and we don't know where he went. We don't know where he came from, and we haven't seen him since. The moral of the story, never judge by what they wear. Underneath some ragged clothes could be a millionaire. Everybody listen, don't be fooled by this galoot, this sure enough bronc buster in a continental suit.
All right, here we are back, and we heard...
Here we are, everything.
We heard Can't Stand Me Now by Libertines, Unguarded Moment by The Church, they're from Australia, and Cowboy in a Continental Suit by Marty Robbins.
Nice.
I don't know where I first heard of that song. Brian Collins, maybe?
Yeah, he loves that song.
It's a good one.
So wait, when is that church song from? Is it old 80s?
I think it's an 80s song, yeah.
And you said it was a hit?
I don't know. I don't know how I heard it. It's good, though.
Do you know anything?
I didn't know I was supposed to do research. It's
what
a
are
good
we,
song.
What are we? Today's our last day in Florida. What do you want to do today?
Well, there's been some talk of Hooters and then...
Barnes & Noble.
Yeah, I could see a nap as well.
You've been napping a lot this weekend.
Not really. Not as much as you. And I'm just trying to get over the Blackhawks loss last night.
That was... Yeah. They need to get their shit together.
Yeah. LA has...
What's the problem?
I don't know. They're playing a bunch of mongoloids.
Yeah. Their captain's an inbred hillbilly.
So is Tyler Toffoli.
Yeah.
But I still have faith.
Yeah, I think they'll come back and win the series. All right, how about I play a set? Have you heard this? Huh?
Nothing.
Have you heard this American Sharks band?
I haven't.
They're pretty cool. I'll play the song in there. It's called Iron Lungs, and then we'll go from there.
Woo!
Understand what life had in store for me, what I find. restless man. I was born the restless man, living like the best I can. I always wanted to be strong and never do nobody wrong. But one day life became a chore, sold myself to the devil and the whore. I played the game and I played it well. I found comfort in my living hell. But that don't mean I'll give up the fight. One day I know I'll be alright. Circumstances, they come and go, but you're the one I'll always know. Yeah. Are you the one I'm waiting for to come and save me? To take my hand and walk around and be plain lazy and never this man. We'll be right back.
All right, we're back again, Matt and Mike. I played American Sharks, Iron Lungs. What'd you think of that?
It was really good.
And then FM 359, Restless Man. And then Gentleman Jesse, What Did I Do? Have you seen Gentleman Jesse live?
No. There was some festival in Lawrence, like a garage rock thing. And I fell asleep on the couch. I meant to go. I heard it was awesome, too.
Did you see anybody
at that thing? Yeah. I don't even really remember. But
did you see the Bad Sports?
I don't know. I was hanging out with
Christ.
Benji and his friend, and who did I see? I really don't remember, but I think it was all right.
What year are we talking here?
Maybe like 2008 or something.
What are there any good shows coming up in Philly?
I'm gonna go see Sloppy Seconds.
Oh, nice!
Yeah, they're the best band ever. And then,
where are they playing?
That Boot and Saddle place. And then Screeching Weasel.
And the Manges, right?
Yeah.
And the Queers, too?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Isn't that next week or 2 weeks from now or something?
Yeah. It's pretty soon.
At the TLA?
Uh-huh.
That'll be cool.
Yeah.
Are you going with anybody? Or I guess it's only like 2 blocks from your place.
Yeah. That doesn't change the fact that I'm not going with anybody, though.
Ooh. I guess I'll play another set. It's your turn again. Yeah. Sorry.
So, let's start this one off with At the Library. It's an old Green Day classic. Kind of reminds me of when Gideon's trying to pick up Lori Loughlin in The New Kids.
Oh, yeah.
And for some very strange reason, she doesn't go for it. I don't get it, but...
All right, let's do that.
Rich, what's going on?
Come on, man.
Nothing, what are you doing?
Nothing, just chilling. Got up and did a couple.
I'm gonna beat your ass, old man.
Yeah.
First song was At the Library by Green Day. It's from their first album, right?
Yep.
Okay. Then Money's Not an Issue by the Vandals. I can't remember what album that's off of.
I think it's Hitler Bad, Vandals Good.
Yeah, it's an awesome song.
Remember seeing them at the Outhouse? Did you go to that show?
Yeah.
That was cool.
Yeah. And then the last song was If You Wanna by a band called The Vaccines. They're from England. I'm not sure where exactly. I can't remember how I heard of them, but...
Do you know anything? So, you know how we've been calling Rich and saying, I'm going to beat your ass, old man. Mm-hmm. How did that even come up? Wasn't it us, like, imagining him trying to get in fights with old men down in Florida or something?
Well, he goes on bike rides and doesn't pay attention to where he goes and then gets lost and calls my dad. And I imagined him, just getting in a confrontation with some old guy down here and telling him he's going to beat his ass.
I'm going to beat your ass, old man.
And when we say it to him, he really doesn't like it.
That's right. It is hard not to get lost on a bike ride down here.
It's hard to pay attention where you're going.
let's keep going. All right, I will play a raining sound song. Hopefully you like it.
Oh, great.
I'm gonna beat your ass, old man.
Oh, man, where does that come from, dude? Have I ever said that?
Searching through my pocket for my keys so I can take my little girl home. The party's over and it's dark. We head for where the car was parked. She turned and softly kissed my cheek, and I could barely move on.
They got slow for no reason that I know, and the ill winds they hove in sight. Now the mines all closed down, everybody laid around. There wasn't very much that you could do except stand in the line, get your rations gripped on time. Woman, I could see it killing you. Now the soft new snows of December lightly fall my cabin round. So that last train from Poor Valley, taking brown-haired Becky Richmond bound. It's been coming on, I knew you soon would be gone. Leaving crossed your mind every day. Then you said to me, things are bad at home, you see. I think I'd better be on my way. I should blame you now, I never could somehow. For a miner's wife you weren't cut out to be. Well, it wasn't what you thought, just some dreams, Lord, you bought when you left your home and ran away with me. Now the soft new snows of December lightly fall my cabin round. So that last train from Poor Valley, taking brown-haired Becky Richmond down. Lightly fall my cabin round. So that last train from Poor Valley, taking brown-haired Becky Richmond bound. So that last train from Poor Valley, taking brown-haired Becky Richmond bound.
We're back again. This is Matt. I played Raining Sound, Pretty Girl. What'd you think of that?
I liked it.
And then Total Creep, Mean Jeans. Remember when we saw them in Philly?
Yeah, that was awesome.
I think they're playing in Iowa City in June. I might drive up for it if nice. It's on a weekend.
Nice. Are they playing anywhere near me?
I think what I saw, they're just playing like Chicago, Milwaukee, Iowa City, and just like maybe a Midwest thing.
Mm.
I don't know. Have they been back to Philly since that show? Probably.
Yeah, I didn't go, though, for some reason.
Did you fall asleep on the couch?
No, I don't know why. Maybe.
And then Last Train from Poor Valley by Norman Blake. I like that song a lot. Harlan County, USA soundtrack. All right. What do you think? What do you want to start the next set off with?
How about One Summer by the Moss Poles?
Oh, hell yeah. Did Benji introduce you to this song? He introduced me to it.
Yeah.
Sweet, let's do it.
Just a lie to laugh, and then you've gone, and I could have died. Always wonder why there's no goodbye. No, No, I love you like I do. No, I do. Don't know why I love you. Don't know why I care. I just want your love to share. I wonder why I love you like I do. Is it because I think you love me too? I wonder why I love you like I do. Like I do.
Heard One Summer from the Moss Poles, and then I Wonder Why by Dion. Dion of the Belmonts or just Dion?
I think it's Dion of the Belmonts.
There you go. And then He Who Laughs Last by AFI.
That early AFI stuff is pretty awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I think Dan and I went to see them at the Bottleneck in like 97.
Well, Dan always used to wear his AFI windbreaker. What did the back say? Like East or...
I don't know, he's a tough guy.
But didn't the singer used to do like karate kicks and stuff?
Yeah, it's hysterical. It was really strange.
Yeah, I like their older stuff.
Yeah.
All right, let's do another set. Do you know that song? Do you know that song by The Outlets, Knock Me Down?
Yeah.
Do you like it?
Yeah, it's good.
Should we do it?
Let's do it.
Here we go.
about 50 pints last night. We all went places with 100 men last night. Well, we had the tally on a smile, back in the muscle and eyes, but by we only heard the quarter bar last night. We only heard the quarter bar last night. Well, we all had sex with the famous model last night. We all made fun of the water table last night. Well, we all had spells, we all got strong, and shit gets run, and things got long. We only heard the quarter bar last night. We only heard the quarter bar last night.
I'm going to let you play one more set after this.
Thank you.
We played The Outlets, Knock Me Down, old Boston band from the early 80s. I think that's 1980, I think. Then The Vindictives, Glad to Be. They're awesome. From Chicago. And then Swingin' Utters, Heroes of the Corner Bar from San Francisco. What do you want to play for your final set?
Let's start off with Baby Lose Your Mind by Josh Berwanger.
Berenger?
Berenger, yeah.
Didn't you just go see him in Asbury Park, New Jersey?
Yeah, the place is really cool. It was a bowling alley, and I didn't know anybody there knew me, but when I showed up, like, the place went nuts.
I bet.
Yeah.
They just heard you were coming to town?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Josh was a little jealous, but he got over it.
How was the show?
It was good. It was good. There was a pretty good turnout, and there was a bunch of people playing acoustic or solo, whatever, so it was fun.
Cool. You haven't seen him with the full... Oh, yeah, you saw him in New York with the full band, like, in the fall or something, didn't you? Or in the spring?
Yeah, yeah.
With the full band, they're pretty awesome.
Yeah, I mean, this was cool, too. I like the music, so...
All right. And if you haven't seen this music video, check it out. It's really... Have you watched it? It's all, like, 80s.
I saw one.
I think you saw that Time Traveler video.
Yeah, maybe I haven't seen this.
It's one. Funny. It's all... Josh went through his closets and got all his old, like, metal magazines and cut out...
Josh has metal magazines?
And cut out and made captions. It's pretty good. He did it all himself.
Nice.
He's a good shit.
He was a good boy that night. That's very cool. Good boy.
Jumping so much. She's making trouble with brand new stars. Smoking cigarettes, breaking hearts. I know my love, baby, you can't own it no more. Cause baby's losing her mind. She can't handle the pressure. I'm gonna leave her behind. It's easier to forget her. Jenny's up on the roof, they say.
I'm gonna leave her behind. The only way to forget her, 'cause baby's losing her mind. Says she's feeling the pressure. I'm gonna leave her behind. It's easier to forget her. We'll be right back.
Okay, so we heard Josh Berwanger, Baby Loses Her Mind, Lost Cause by Beck.
Slowing it down a little?
Yeah, and then Speed It Up Again with Trip of the Brain by Suicidal.
Sweet. I just saw Suicidal last week in Kansas City.
They bring out an interesting crowd.
Well, it was Slayer, Suicidal, and Exodus.
It fucking rolls.
It was pretty awesome. I remember when we went to visit Rich once in San Francisco, and instead of going to see Suicidal, it was their first show they were allowed to play in San Francisco in like 10 years because of gang violence, but you decided to go to a strip club instead?
Yeah, Rich and I went to the strip club, and you and his friend Joe went to see Suicidal. Looking back on it, I'd probably make the same decision. There was a porn star there that night.
Who was it?
I don't remember. But
would you, overall, do you consider yourself a winner?
I think I used to be. I think I'm kind of a loser now, but...
Cool. Very, very cool. All right, well, we got to go run errands, go to Barnes & Noble, and then go to Hooters for lunch. So we usually end with a Ramones song. What do you think?
How about All's Quiet on the Eastern Front from the underrated album Pleasant Screams? Dreams? Shit, I blew it. Screams is the...
Queers. Oh, God. All right. I'm gonna beat your ass, old man.
Watch the way I